Hats, Men Without Hats, Pop Goes the World, Ocean 100. Good morning. It is 7:40, and it is a special Monday morning because we are joined by this week's Interesting Islander on a Monday. And it made sense to do this on Monday because we are kicking off Family Violence Prevention Week across Prince Edward Island. Our Interesting Islander this week is Danielle O'Malley, the Executive Director of Anderson House. Welcome. Hi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. We cooked this up a while ago. And we were chatting about a little thing called Burger Love, and we had you in here, and we had a little chat with you, and I said, you know what, I want to find out more about Danya, and there's lots of good reasons to do that, one of which, Family Violence Prevention Week. Here we are.
So let's
have a little chit-chat. I want to talk about you. I want to know about you. where did you grow up?
So I moved here when I was really little.
Gotcha.
I was born in Toronto, actually, but I moved here when I was about three. And I grew up mostly in Kensington.
Okay. Kensington, yeah. The beauty. What a great spot of section of Prince Edward Island. I've always said, you know what? When it's time to retire, it's probably going to be in that area.
Yeah. Teens aren't really looking for the same things as people in their retirement.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And you studied social work?
Yeah. So I had a Bachelor of Psychology it was my first degree. And then I lived overseas for a while. And I actually planned on coming back here and going into accounting, going into bookkeeping.
Oh.
Because I really like finance. I really like math a lot. And that had been my plan. And when I moved back here, I started kind of thinking about like what my next step was going to be. I was kind of very comfortably into adulthood. Mm-hmm. And my partner at the time was working at the Newcomers Association. And I remember they wanted to get a social worker on staff. This is in like kind of the early 2000s.
Gotcha.
And I remember them, everybody kind of talking about how there weren't really enough social workers on the island at the time. And I was like, what do they even do? And when I looked into it and I found all the social justice kind of stuff, uh-huh. I was like, I didn't know you could get paid to do that. Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, let's give this a try. And, you know, I got my BSW and then I got my MSW and now I do a lot of things.
I do a lot of things. I like that. And you're busy. You are always on the go with a lot.
Yeah. And I have to ask this because social work. So when you first graduated with your Bachelor of Social Work, where were you working then? What was your first kind of job in social work?
So where I am now, at the end of your first year, I went to Dalhousie, and at the end of your first year of your BSW, you do a really short placement that's meant to kind of like tie it all together, like kind of tie everything you've learned in the beginning first year. And so I did my short placement at Anderson House.
Wow.
And so I loved it. I loved the people. I loved my mentor. I loved the work. I loved everything about it. And I was pretty handy. So they kept me around. And so I've done lots of different things. So I've been with the organization now 16 years.
Okay.
But I've been director. This summer will be 8 years.
Okay. Wow. And we're going to unpack a lot of your accomplishments over those 8 years and a lot of things that have happened recently, like Burger Love and things like that. But more importantly, we're going to get out some strong messaging today with regards to Family Violence Prevention Week this week.
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. All right. We'll have more with Danielle O'Malley coming up.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please remove plastic before eating.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to make your nights come alive.
Natural beauty and our partners, Genuine Hospitality, a wonderful backdrop to do business. Learn more at meetandpei.com.
Mainly sunny today, a high of 15, a few clouds tonight with a low of +3, and tomorrow mainly sunny, a little bit of wind in the afternoon, a high of 17 tomorrow. Right now it's 4 degrees in Summerside. It's 1 degree in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
All right, and don't forget to text me your answer for Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. We'll have your answer coming up just after 8 o'clock. What's the 3-letter airport code for Toronto or Toronto? As so many say, okay? You should text that to me, 902-368-1720. That's the airport code for Toronto. Danielle O'Malley is the executive director at Anderson House, and she's our Interesting Islander on a Monday this week. I love it. It's Fat Boy Slim.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have
750 Ocean 100. School buses are out doing their thing. Big shout out to all the bus drivers. Hello, and thanks for taking our precious cargo to and from school on the regular. Keep your eyes peeled for the flashing lights on school buses. And, of course, slower down in school zones.
And there is a late bus we just got an email about. Bus 76 serving St. Jean Elementary School running 1 hour late.
All right, we'll get that up on the website here in just a few. We're hanging out with Danielle O'Malley today, who is the executive director at Anderson House. And of course, this is Family Violence Prevention Week. We are officially kicking it off here this morning. And I really wanted to chat very quickly about a big fundraiser, of course, that you guys had very recently, a little thing called Burger Love.
You might have heard of it.
You must be tickled pink by how well that went.
Well, you know, I am. The promotion was amazing. The response was amazing. Everybody I talked to, like, because we were putting it on, I got to talk to everyone directly. I talked to so many restaurant owners. I talked to people all over the place. And I was dropping off the guides. Yeah. And it gives you a real temperature test of how people feel about the organization, about the issue. And that's really encouraging.
And I mean, this is obviously something kind of out of the scope of what you would normally do with your job, I would say. But I mean, you knocked it out of the park.
Well, we do events. I mean, we do fundraisers for sure. And the pandemic really changed everything for us. Like we used to do a lot of other types of events, and we never really bounced back. Like, we had never really found our niche since events started going back in person. We do a couple things here and there, but like big dinners and stuff like that, we haven't done that in a few years. And so this became instead of in addition to. And so we had the time and the capacity to do this, and I think it was really good bang for our buck, for sure.
I mean, just the amount of people getting out and trying as many as they can, you know, that's the whole deal with it, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of good feelings about supporting the restaurant industry.
But I think it's so neat. Lots of times, you know, people have an awareness of, you know, different organizations or issues that Islanders are facing. They don't always know how to help. So when it's packaged in a way, you know, try a delicious burger and also support this amazing organization. It makes it very easy for people to kind of participate. I do have to ask this. How would you describe the services? If someone wasn't aware of what Anderson House does, tell us a little bit about the organization.
So Anderson House is really the flagship part of Family Violence Prevention Services.
Yep.
And so we offer services to those impacted by violence across PEI. We have offices across PEI. We do a lot of outreach. We see a lot of people who might not need shelter, but still might need our services or want to receive our services in their home community.
Right.
And then Anderson House is a shelter for women and children fleeing violence. And so we have steadily expanded since Anderson House opened in the early 80s. And we now serve, I'd say, over 400 families a year on PEI.
That's significant.
It's a big number.
So people that come, obviously, women and children that are fleeing violence, but there's all kinds of other outreach services and empowerment programs and whatnot. So there's a big education component too, and support long-term.
Yes, we do a lot of public education. We do a lot of education as well of service providers to help them understand how to better respond when somebody has violence, a violence history or trauma. And then we do a lot of prevention programming in the school. So a couple of years ago, we got the endorsement from the Department of Education to go into all grade 10 high schools across the province and deliver the healthy relationships component to the health curriculum. And this has been really great.
Yeah.
Teachers are very pleased to have someone else talk to their students about abuse. And it's what we do. So we're very comfortable doing it. And this year, we actually had the presentation translated into French, and we offer it in the French high schools as well. So we can officially say that we are in all Island high schools.
Incredible. And that is definitely something to celebrate. And like I said earlier, there's really no good way to transition into the birthdays, but this seems like a good spot. So Daniel, we're going to do our birthday list right now because we're celebrating positives. Positives, right? Okay, I'm putting a spin on it. Let's get down to business. A belated birthday for Sydney Trousdale, 26, from your favorite colleagues. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Terry White in downtown Georgetown celebrating today. Terry, have a great day, man.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Someone get Terry a Donair for his birthday, would you? Shauna Richards is 46, from Steve, Emma, and Cole. Auntie Danielle is 30 today. Love Owen and Elliot. Aura Arsenal Bruno, third birthday, love Nana. Emmy Diamond, happy third, love Nana and Uncle Travis. Kimberly Collings McKay, 18th birthday today, grade 12 at Montague Regional High. For Mom, Mia, Lily, and Ben, and Paul Thomas, love Jimmy, Don, Flynn, and Rusty in Charlottetown.
Well, happy belated birthday for Mary Perry. Happy birthday, Mary. That's from Ann and Mike Arsenault. Mary, Kildare Capes. Or Arsenault, Warren Grove is 3. Luke McKinnon, Summerside, going to Ecole Sur Mer, 16 years old. That's from Mom and Dad, Landon, and fur baby Hattie, and grandparents.
Joey Goche, captain on the Julianne Jamie. Love all his family.
Ooh, that's the famous Joey Goche in Rusticoville.
Josh Livingstone in Vernon River, turning 27. Happy birthday, Daddy. Love Ezra. Eric Gallant in Iona is turning 37. Happy birthday from Mom and Joe. Robert Mitchell, happy birthday from your family, especially your 5 sisters. Keila Hebert in St. Peter's Bay, turning 44. And Corey Clark, also celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right. And another kick at the can for Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Your answer will be revealed shortly. What's the 3-letter airport code for Toronto? 902-368-1720. More with Danielle O'Malley, the executive director from Anderson House, kicking off Family Violence Prevention Week across the island with us here this morning.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Sunny and a high of 17. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much, Scott. That means it's my turn. There is a late bus that we should tell people about.
Yeah, bus 76 serving a St. Jean Elementary School running 1 hour late.
Perfect. And that's on our website too, ocean100.com. I'll also have your answer going up on our website very soon for Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. What is the 3-letter airport code for Toronto? And most people got it right. YYZ. Or you can say Z, YYZ. Also a good Rush tune.
Right.
Right, Scott. I know very things good too. So if you had that, your name is officially in the draw. You might win the $100 gift card from our pals at Robin's Donuts. And we'll make that draw on Friday. We'll have more with our interesting Islander this week. Yes, I know. It's a Monday. It's Danielle O'Malley. And we're kicking off Family Violence Prevention Week with some great messaging coming up next here on Ocean.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number.
The Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West. Wild West. Oh, Wild West.
I love it. Escape Club and Wild Wild West. It's 8:09 Ocean 100. Our special guest, interesting Islander on a Monday, which is fantastic in itself, is Danielle O'Malley. She's the executive director at Anderson House. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We were talking about how tunes just bring you right back, right? Mm-hmm. And what you said immediately, what was it, grade 8?
Yep.
Yeah. And I think of things like that as well. And then we started talking about just how music brings you back to specific moments in time, right? It's pretty cool.
And then we went on a side journey to your frosted tips hair, pulling your hair through a cap coloring your own hair.
I was going to not talk about that part.
No, we can't leave that.
The early 2000s for Darcy was an interesting time. Let's leave it alone.
Okay. Dania, we have been chatting and learning lots about you and what you do and the services of Anderson House. And I think you pointed out something really interesting in that relationships don't start with abuse. They start happily. You know, people meet, they can fall in love and get very invested in the relationship. And perhaps they don't even necessarily have the knowledge or they don't know necessarily that they're even in an abusive relationship. Is that right? Like you meet people that are kind of shocked and don't know that this is what they're actually enduring.
Absolutely. So we see a lot of people who experience a lot of emotional abuse or verbal abuse. And because abusers are often very successful at making the victim believe that the abuse is their fault, that it can really go unnoticed. Relationships do generally not start in an abusive way. And then little things happen over time that are easily rationalized or minimized. And then abuse worsens over time generally. Right. And so it's really important that people kind of critically reflect on whether they ever feel scared or sad or feel mad, bad, or sad in their relationship? Does somebody make them feel that way? And it's worth questioning why.
And on the website, there are a lot of resources,
yes, that's right.
Checklists, descriptions of different things. So it's a really comprehensive site. So
yes.
People could definitely visit that website?
Yes, I think so. So our website is FVPS, so that stands for Family Violence Prevention Services.ca. And we actually redesigned our website about a year and a half ago because we got some feedback that various different types of people land on our website and our information was sort of for all of them. So we redesigned it to be in two major sections. So I want to help and I need help.
Right.
Because we have a lot of supporters, a lot of donors, a lot of people who want to volunteer who also land on our webpage. But we wanted people who need help to know exactly where they can be channeled. And so there's a lot of information about our services. We have a huge resource library on there as well. And people are able to get all kinds of information there.
And when we were chatting, that your services, I guess, are more wraparound. I don't even know if that's the right word, but certainly there's victims of abuse and in family situations, children, women, et cetera. But you are providing services for everybody that may be involved in an abusive home.
Yes, that's right. So that was my goal for a long time is to have services for anyone in that family who might be impacted,
right.
Which includes people who cause harm. It includes the people that they harm and it includes their children who are often sort of an afterthought when a relationship breaks down. Everybody worries about them. Everybody cares about them, but there isn't necessarily a lot of services for them. And so I felt that was really, really important to incorporate in what we do.
Yeah. And you must hear a lot from people who, you know, finally make that step to come through your doors or what have you, or make a connection through the website that people didn't think they'd ever need to use the services.
Yep. That's true. And we talk to people who have all different types of abuse, sometimes physical and emotional and verbal. And they often say that the emotional abuse is worse. And that's sad because it's hard for people to self-identify
right.
when they're being emotionally abused.
Right.
Yeah.
So take me through the process, because I think people would be interested to know, you know, if you're someone that is, you know, questioning, maybe you need a little bit of help. How can they go through the process?
So our most important, the best door into our organization is our information and support line. And so that number comes up in a big pop-up
right.
when you land on the website. And the people there, we have trained staff 24/7 answering those phones. And that can be confidential. It can be anonymous. You can call about someone, like calling for a friend, but literally it is a friend. You can get information on how to help somebody that you know who might be in a bad situation.
Oh, okay.
Service providers contact us all the time as well. We get a lot of third-party calls from people just looking for some direction, and we're very, very happy to give it.
Okay. And let's give people the website one more time here.
Sure. FVPS, so Family Violence Prevention Services.ca.
Perfect. All right. This is a very important topic, and I'm so, so very glad that you're here to chat with us about it today, Dania. And we'll have more coming up next on Ocean 100.
Thank you.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Action figures sold separately.
Hi, this is Valerie from GoPEI with an active school transportation reminder.
Anniversary sale this week only at Proud Shoes in the Sherwood Business Center.
You'll be proud in your shoes from Proud.
Mainly sunny today, a high of 15, a few clouds tonight with a low of +3, and tomorrow another sunny day, a high of 17. Right now it's 6 in Summerside, it's 5 in Charlottetown.
And that late bus this morning, bus 76 serving St. Jean Elementary, running 1 hour late.
You can find that on our website, ocean100.com. We are hanging out with Dania O'Malley today. She is the executive director at Anderson House. We are passing along some very important information as we kick off Family Violence Prevention Week across Prince Edward Island. We'll chat about some events coming up through the week before we say goodbye. Kate Kate Bush running up that hill. It's Ocean 100, 822. Good morning. We're doing the interesting Islander thing for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, but we're doing it on a Monday today because Danielle O'Malley's here with some great information about Family Violence Prevention Week. Dania is the executive director at Anderson House, and you've already shared so much information that even I didn't know about, so thank you for that. Of course, for this week, there's a full slate of events taking place across the island as well, right?
Yes, that's right. So one of the favorite things that I do is I'm the chair of the Premier's Action Committee on Family Violence Prevention, which is a collaboration of government and community overseeing the prevention work happening in the province. Okay. And a lot of the prevention work that we do is around education and awareness. And so Family Violence Prevention Week is a huge part of that. So mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, we moved it from February to May, which seemed important because we have a lot of outdoor events.
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah.
So this week's shaping up to be beautiful, which is great. A little chilly last year, but it's looking good this week. So we have a website that people can go to called stopfamilyviolence.pe.ca. And so there's campaign details there where you can find a schedule of events. Wednesday is Wear Purple Day across the island. There's walks in silence. There's a lot of different things happening. There's story times at the library, a lot of stuff around kindness. And so our theme this year is strong beginnings, resiliency in the early years. And so it's talking about the importance of those early years and how children are harmed by witnessing violence or experiencing violence and how to grow little humans in the right ways. And so we produced a 5-part video series that'll be released throughout the week. There's short ones that'll be released on social, and then there's the longer videos that are about 10 minutes long, where we interviewed several different professionals on the early years and brain development and how to understand what kids need. And I'm very, very proud with how those turned out.
Amazing. And we'll be able to check those out on the website?
Correct.
Absolutely. And what's the website one more time?
stopfamilyviolence.pe.ca.
Awesome.
And the education piece is so important, and the awareness. And I think just connecting people and letting people know that they're not alone. So you would encourage people to get out and attend these walks and learn more and visit the website.
Absolutely. I think it's a really great way to get connected with the issue and to show your support and to learn something new.
Okay. And overall, let's give them the website one more time because you are there to help, and you're there to help everybody in the entire situation, which I think is just beautiful, you know, that you're trying to help the people that may be cast in the most negative light as well through these situations.
That's right. We aim to help anybody who wants to receive help.
And as Danny pointed out earlier, lots of times those who are in the role of abuser as an adult were themselves victims of abuse. You know, it's a generational.
That's right. So many people who grow up in abusive homes make the decision to not live that way, who consciously decide that they are not going to repeat those behaviors. But it's very rare for somebody who does behave abusively to not have a trauma history, to not have had that normalized for them. And so it's we don't want people to think that just because you grow up in an abusive home, that's it. That's your future. But for people who do cause harm, when you start scratching the surface on what has led them to that, it's usually very sad and usually a lot of childhood trauma.
Right. So you are able to offer help for everyone.
That's right.
Oh, incredible. Dania, you know what? It has become so evidently clear in the hour that we've spent here together that you are absolutely the perfect person to be leading the ship and running things at Anderson House. You are making real change here on Prince Edward Island, and you've been doing so for a while now. So a high five for that. People should definitely check out the website fvps.ca if you're in a situation where you need help. Dania, this has been great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Yay! Batteries not included.
Ocean 100 helps you stay plugged into your community. Listen weekday morning.